Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It was like,
are you sure we had one, mate?
I can't remember. You know when
it was just like bareback, you know, just straight in.
That's the thing, but I think we had one.
Do you know what? I'm thinking, was it something about ham?
What, like, oh no, the ham's off?
No, more like ham sandwiches.
No,
madam.
You know what it was? It was hey, stop it.
No, that's
no, it wasn't
like
hey,
us.
Stop it. It was hey,
hey, knob it.
Hey, knob it. Was it knob it? Hey, knob
it. No, that was Saint-Tropez last year, man.
Ah, fuck. Yeah. So maybe it was like, hey, what are you kids doing? Was it a cop thing? Was it like,
no. Do you know what? It was more fireman than cop, if anything.
Oh, like, get out of the fire!
I'm gonna nuzzle you!
That's what firemen say, isn't it? It's like, yeah. And
watch out for that tree, cat!
Because I swear it was a fire. Was it fire?
Fire the ham cannons.
It was like, no, it was like, hey, His
nipples are off.
Yeah, no.
His legs are broken.
Don't buy them from him. It was something like that, wasn't it? It was like this. No, it was this.
Nah,
it was
no. You've lost it. It's
this isn't my log. You know, because there was all the wood.
That's making the fire. That, no, that's fucking ridiculous, mate. This is an utter fucking shambles.
Wait, hang on.
This is a shambles. Was that it?
No, that would be shit. Pod shambles. Hey.
No, I was gonna.
Hiya!
Why would you do that again? You did that twice already! I had a really nice intro planned out and you've gone and shat all over it again!
I just thought, like, we always do a big, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
like,
but that would be funny. Maybe that would have been okay after the first time I told you about it, Paddy.
Yeah.
Not after the third time.
I'm sorry.
I was going to do a really cool little Zelda joke. Anyway, we're Pod Shambles.
Do you want to do it now?
No.
Don't
embarrass me in front of all our listeners. We're Paddy and Laurie. This is Pod Shambles. Hello.
Hello, I'm Paddy. Welcome to Pod Shambles.
Paddy King Fucker Upper.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to do it for anyone now because you've embarrassed me.
Well, look. I'm sorry that I derailed.
You are
it, okay?
Not sorry. For
I
a
always
second.
Put my hand on your leg as well. It's a
no
visual
one can see
cue.
That.
Now, look, I'm sorry about your intro, but I have something fantastic.
What have you got?
Okay, right. Basically, you'll really like this story. You will absolutely love this.
I'm not going to out principle.
You're just going to. Oh man. Well, look. Okay, I got this email. Okay. Right. Okay. This is 100% true, by the way. This isn't one of my like.
Oh, it's a good way to start a story, is it? This is true, by the way.
This is true. 100% true. 100% true. So I got an email like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
No fucking way. An email.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
This Paddy. I get one email.
Don't
every 3 days.
Be a Paddy about this. Like, so I got this email like 3 days ago, right? And it was from an email address that I didn't recognise.
Oh, my name's Paddy. I get email.
Yes. Okay. Good. And it's from an email address that had loads of numbers in it, and it was like at like something that no one has used in like a really archaic.
Okay.
Like they. So basically, like it was like at like BT, like the first BT
at
register.
AOL UK.
Yeah. Exactly. Like. like a .org kind of thing. Okay. And I was immediately like, oh, good. Like, because normally Gmail's...
At GeoCities.
Yeah, GeoCities. At Habbo Hotel.
No one had a Habbo Hotel email address.
I bet some people did. No. But anyway, so, like, I saw it, and I immediately thought, oh, okay, spam. Like, it looks like something. But, like, Gmail's normally pretty good with that, so I
read
it.
But it's in your inbox.
It's in my inbox. Okay. It's in my primary as well.
In your you know, safe zone.
In my safe zone, yeah, exactly. And so I opened it up, and I was like, oh, what's this going to be? And immediately...
Dicks.
Right,
just
I'm
full of dicks.
I'm going to read this to you because I think it's absolutely fantastic. Okay, time. So it starts with, hello, Paddy, all one word. Okay, so already...
Hello, Paddy!
Space, comma, right? Nice. So, like, you're already
you're
for
intrinsic
fuck's
detail
sake.
With the, like, punctuation.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, it's got my name from my email address or some shit that I signed up to. And then it says... I am your long-lost great-aunt.
Oh, good.
Okay, right, now you see where I'm
going. Paddy, this is not
going
to be a story that ends well, is it? This is going to be a story where Paddy ends up with no money and all the drugs.
I am your long-lost great-aunt, Louise. We have never met.
Get strong.
I would
strong
like two start. Things from you. Space, space,
number
colon.
One, your blood.
No, number one, your news. By the way, this is all in lowercase.
Oh, okay.
No. Number one, your news.
That's nice.
Full stop.
What's
comma.
Suspicious about that?
Like, no. Well, yeah. Number two, your bank details.
Wow.
Including account number and sort code. And
are you going to tell me, Paddy, how you think you're the heir to riches and fame?
And I was like, oh my god. And then the next thing is, says, I have decided I would like to give you some money to help with your comedy.
They always say that.
Right.
Your comedy. Maybe they just Google you.
That's the thing. You can just Google me and find that out. It's like, so I'm going to start sending you a little bit of money every year. Now, I am aware this may seem like spam. According to your uncle, this may go into a spam box. Two exclamation marks there. So this is just getting on board.
Spam box!
So here are some facts. Your name is Paddy Andrew Jervis. You can find that out online.
Yeah, okay.
We have never met...
On your website.
We have never met because I live in Uganda.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of love, great Auntie Louise, brackets, long lost, exclamation mark. Right. I read this and was just
bollocks.
Like, right, great.
True
fucking
bollocks.
Balls. How, that's quite, like, I could, that, how would they, anyway.
I could so, make a more convincing.
Of course, I ignore this, as you do all the kind of, like, oh, I'm a prince or whatever, all those spam things.
In fact, didn't say anything about her title.
No, nothing at all, nothing at all. So, I then get a call from my dad, right, today.
He's also been hoodwinked.
Like,
no!
Pads, I gave my
house and all my cars to this woman. I think she's great.
Yeah, so, my dad calls me and he goes, hey, Pads, just real quick one. Your long-lost aunt, Louise, and I was like... Right. Apparently she emailed you a few days ago. She was offering to give you some money. She heard all about Johnny and the Baptist and Podchannels and wanted to help out. And apparently you just didn't get back to her.
No.
And I was like, what? Of course I didn't fucking get back. It's like the epitome. And he was like, no, it isn't. Like, it was a perfectly valid thing to ask.
She happens to live in Uganda.
And apparently she called him from Uganda, was like, well, Pads, just, he doesn't care.
Oh my
He's
God.
Just ignoring me. So then I emailed back and she sent me a lovely message this evening being like, great, okay, I'm going to send you a couple of £100 to help out. She's going to buy us a new microphone.
Like,
she actually did the fucking
thing. Thank you. Princess Angela of Nigeria, was
greaty,
it?
A greaty auntie.
Greaty auntie.
Greaty auntie Louise.
Greaty auntie Louise.
Yeah, so isn't that enough? I thought we'd start off with a really
kind lovely... of is. I kind of still feel like you should have replied to
like,
it.
Or,
no?
What I think is my dad might be in on it.
Yeah,
and he's like,
it's all a prank.
He's trying, yeah, he's trying.
Oh, you have no money.
He's going to drain the funds so that I get a real job.
Oh, I've stolen
like.
All your things.
That is the kind of thing he'd do. He's a bit OA.
So
he's
dad.
A bit OA prankster. No, I thought you'd really like that.
I hate that.
So I'm sorry. I know.
That's really an unsatisfying end because it ends with you getting money and good things.
Yeah,
I wanted it to end with you
really
destitute and horrible.
Yeah, exactly. So it's what you
That's
thought
a good
so,
story.
At the end of the day, I need to borrow some money.
Yes.
I'm very, very
Oh, well,
sorry.
There's a surprise.
But I thought that, isn't that a lovely way
to fund your leg addiction, no doubt.
Oh, I just love
You're
them.
So attached to those legs.
Oh,
why don't you just
limb.
Get a room with those legs.
Oh, I just want to attach them onto my arse and just...
Okay, that's not something
I'd be like
know.
One of those men who you can constantly roll because they're always walking.
A tumbling
you know
man.
I mean? A tumbling
from
man.
A Victorian circus.
Yeah, whoa! Yeah, exactly.
You may not be one of those. Well, I'm glad. That's going to be really good, man. We're going to buy all the fast cars and women with this money that's coming through.
Yeah, all the gold.
Thanks.
All the gold. I love
Auntie Louise.
Thank you.
For keeping this shit up.
I hope you like this.
And going stronger.
Do you reckon she listens? Does she listen?
If she doesn't, I don't want to know.
Is she here? Is she here?
Hello!
I think you're going to get disowned pretty quickly, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell you, I'm the goose with...
lizard, I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die. And I can't control my powers because the geese are taking over. The geese have run amok. The geese have learned to improvise. Check out that goosey sound going.
Flap, flap, flap. Flap, 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 flap. Geese.
Well, now, Paddy, and in the meat of the show, we like to have what is called a feature.
Oh.
One thing we can do together, and I thought...
A water feature.
One we haven't done for a while.
Like a fountain.
Is the pissing nymph.
Like a...
No, I thought we haven't done for a while is a lovely quiz.
The cherubim and seraphim it's are not dancing a, in my
not,
garden.
It's not... Shut up. It's not an angel quiz.
Okay.
You arsehole.
Is it a snake?
It is. I am trying to get us closer together, to be better friends, and to go through more thick and less thin things together.
Because we've had our fair share of problems, haven't we, in the past?
I've had a few.
I shaved you.
Yes.
I shaved you.
And I really want to avoid that situation again, because
I shaved you again.
Nappy rash all
with
over
a
myself.
Gun.
Okay. Well, let's not mention that one. But I found a really good quiz, which I think is going to sort out a lot of our problems and differences. It's called How Close Are You to Your Best Friend?
Oh, it's a quiz AKA about Zach.
I just wanted to see your.
That's
bank.
Already zero out of
oh,
10
no.
for you.
Oh, Laurie, you I think this would be very friend. Good for us because it would get rid of all this shit that you do instead of, you know, genuinely confronting our problems, Paddy.
Do you like my cut off shorts that I've worn especially
no.
for you?
And I hate that I can see your todger at the end of them.
Can you?
Pop him away.
If he was there for the whole time, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll do this quiz. I'll
we do not. If we have to explain that throughout this entire podcast recording, your todger has been out, then we're going to get a lot of
I love
bad
the use
todger.
Of the word todger.
Yeah, because it's in quite a benign capacity right now. It's just like he's like. He's not like roaring and erect and trying to get me.
He's like an otter.
He's
that's
just
down
like,
the end of the tunnel. He's just like, oh look, yeah. There's lots of the whole big world.
But
out
I know
here.
that is a first step on a long road to pain and suffering.
Okay,
that todger appearing. So
todger just makes me laugh.
Todger attack.
Oh, okay, right.
Get a grip.
Not on the todger. How is it todger?
Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
For this is from allthetests.com, which I doubt has all the tests.
Okay, wait, mine.
Turing test? Probably not on there.
Chlamydia test.
Great.
Piss on your keyboard.
We all love tests, don't we?
Yeah. What's your favourite test?
Chlamydia test.
By our testes.
Question.
Sorry, the todger thing.
Question one.
You know, it's going to be weird.
Question.
Okay.
What?
Because you're reading it and I'm your
question. Partner. Yeah, I know the answers already.
Okay, I'm not going
to. How?
Look, okay, I'm
question.
Not okay, I'm not looking at the screen. That's what I'm.
How
okay.
long?
Okay.
Have you known this friend?
Okay.
And if you get this wrong, then we're on rocky ground.
Is it multiple choice?
Number
or do we
one.
Send in our
A.
answers.
Okay. We're sending to who?
Send
the central quiz. In
all the quiz.gov.
A. A few months or less.
Okay.
Fewer, it should be.
Yeah.
B. Or maybe less. Less time.
A few months or
B.
less. No, because months is the year.
B.
Sorry.
I don't remember.
Oh.
C, a year or so. D, forever!
D, it certainly feels like it.
It's not true, though, is it? We did not meet in utero.
Well, but that's the thing. It hasn't offered
we didn't
anything.
Meet so it's at either the beginning of the universe.
So this quiz is for people who are either very new friends, been friends for about a year, have literally been born together, or are so drunk that they've got no...
If I remember, it was... Somewhere around the time Julie got pregnant
with my second
ostrich.
So you're going for forever?
Well, I mean, that's the closest to it. I've now known you for over half my life.
That is grotesque and horrible, and
yeah.
I wish wasn't true.
I mean, I could say I don't remember, but I do remember. I remember everything about it, and I value it more.
You remember
that,
when
so.
I strode onto the school bus with my little short skirt
and you
on,
immediately
and my
shit
hair
yourself, and I just went.
But you're in love.
And I was chewing my bubble gum.
Forever.
Like, yeah,
D.
Forever. Go for D. I'm on board with that. Okay.
Question two.
Yeah.
How often do you see this friend?
In my dreams.
Number one.
Every second.
Daily / nightly is the option I'm putting in there as well.
Okay.
B. Once a month.
Right, good.
Which, wow.
Great
C.
friend.
A few days a week. Or D, once a year.
Well, ooh. I mean, daily.
There's no real getting away from which one of those is the worst.
I thought
this
was going to be really intense. No. And just like, if your friend...
Oh, we're going to... Don't worry, we're going to make it intense later.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get sexy, isn't it? Daily, of course. I see you every day. I live with you.
You live with me, and I have to see your mug every single
and any time
waking
we haven't seen
hour.
Each other, I have a little
You're on
alarm.
The phone. Hey, haven't seen you today. Where you been, big boy?
Oh, what kind of pen are you holding?
Oh, if you were a cloud today, what kind of cloud would you
see, those are the kind of questions I was expecting in this quiz. Okay, daily, of course. I see you daily.
Three. Again, this is going to be a bit of a foregone conclusion.
Okay.
Have you ever been to your friend's house?
Okay, good. Right, yeah.
Number one, no.
I think this isn't designed
Number
for best
one,
friends.
Number one, no. Two, it's to see if you are. I mean, if you have to take a quiz to see if you're best friends,
exactly.
You've got, that's really the first problem, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
B, duh, it's my second home. I mean, legally speaking, or...
I mean, I don't know.
You know, romantically. C, many times.
Good.
It's a bit shifty, that answer. Many.
Yeah, many times.
D,
yeah.
Once or a few times.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to say, duh, it's my
second home.
Because
even if it's your first home.
Well, maybe my first home is a place up high in the sky.
What, heaven?
No. My first home is Christianity.
It's by the side of God.
It's by God's right hand.
Where I belong. Kicking ass and taking names and smiting sinners. That's what you think.
That's right. I am Jesus' vigilante warrior. And this is
what were you
going to
say? Your real home is up in the sky. What,
no.
The bird people?
My first home is on the stage.
Oh, fuck off. Second home.
Well,
fine.
I mean, let's go with duh. It's my second home.
Duh. I think that's quite you as well. Duh.
Duh. I don't say duh.
You do.
What?
I've heard you say duh many times.
I never say duh.
Only this morning. Paddy, can you get the milk in?
Duh.
Sure. I was a boy yesterday, so yeah. Maybe.
I'm not. I don't
Paddy,
live in Philadelphia
Paddy,
in the 90s.
Can you clean up the dishes, please?
Duh.
Oh,
no.
I haven't eaten off them, so
maybe it's not my fault.
Oh, Paddy, can you stop saying duh?
Duh! It's my catchphrase. Hello, is duh brain there? Duh, yeah, he is. I think it's for you. Sorry, I took it too far.
Well, you did.
You're giving me that look.
Question four.
Okay.
Your friend's family is... Oh, here we go. Here it is.
Okay,
cuts.
Here we go.
Your friend's family is A, like my family. A very vague sentiment, really.
Yeah.
They're like my family, except they're...
In that they're all dead.
Jesus, no, I'm more... They're like my family in that there are four of them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Otherwise...
Two of them are girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A, like my family. B, friendly.
They are.
Again, that's
they're
very... If that's the strongest reaction you can get out of your friend. Well, they're friendly. C, whoa, my friend has a family? Question mark.
I didn't know that.
I thought he came out of a bottle.
I raised him from an egg.
I thought he was a seed.
He is my brother.
What?
Why? My family, your friend's family is like... Oh, I guess that would be A, yeah, sorry.
D, I don't talk to them.
After the incident.
That's the implication. I don't talk to them ever since the court case.
Ever since when I took the burnt turkey out of the oven and then your dad stood up and went, well, you've ruined Christmas, and then your mum started crying.
That was so you.
Crazy
halcyon
days. It's like my family.
Well, it's like, as in, it's like the popular BBC sitcom, My Family.
My Family.
Starring Zoe Wanamaker.
Yeah, I got that guy from the BT advert who's like...
Nick.
Maida Vale?
Maida Vale?
Elgin Avenue? Do you remember that? Elgin Avenue?
That's the most specific
And the BT
quote
Home
Hub's chose.
In the corner, and he's... Because they're looking at houses, they want to build a home, and BT is the only way that can do that. BT, for when you need a friend.
And a cinematic orchestra.
That is our second mention of BT.
We're not getting anything from them.
Okay.
Question five.
Yeah.
When you meet a friend of your friend, you, A, become good friends with them too, but it takes a while to get to know them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
let's be
realistic. Let's be
realistic about this.
I hate Zach.
Hit it off immediately.
Oh, shit. Like a baseball game.
Sick.
Dunk.
Oh, if only, mate. It only took bloody hours to giggle.
Duh. I'm going to start saying duh.
My friend never introduces me to anyone, the fucking lazy shit.
Because he keeps me in a small bamboo cot. He feeds me pickles.
D, that's not part of the question. D, don't like him.
Oh, that's...
Don't like him. Again, quite negative reactions.
Yeah, I mean, I hit it off immediately. Unless you know something I don't, which would be a really dark
thing. There is the fact that most of my friends hate you. That is number one.
I get get on with all your friends?
Because they're all your friends now. You stole them like a vagabond.
They're not your friends anymore.
They used to be, and then you turned up. Hit off.
Oh, yeah, hit it off immediately.
Hit off immediately. There's a couple of people poison their minds against their original friend, with whom, without whom they'd have never have met. But
take
it's
this
okay.
vial, and the next time you have tea with Lawrence, slip it in.
They don't poison me.
The
poison
tears of
their
Reese.
Minds.
Yeah.
Question
I
think,
yeah,
six.
Okay, I hit it off immediately.
Do you know your friend's favourite ice cream flavour? Oh, does
shit.
He?
Oh.
Hey, I used to, but I think it changed. He's just so bloody wacky.
When?
What, like, September the 15th.
I think it changed.
I think ever since he had that vomit from eating too many peach snaps, he's dead. Doesn't like it anymore.
What is a peach snap?
I meant to say peach sorbet, and I got it wrong, okay? Thanks for picking me up on that,
it's
Pat.
It's just the flag went up.
There. B, I have no clue.
I have no clue.
No clue at all.
Okay.
Question C. I don't bother. My friend is capable of ordering his or her own ice cream.
Is this question implying that at restaurants it's like, would anyone like dessert? And I'm like,
yes,
you have strawberry, actually.
Like strawberry, what? Strawberry flavour!
Yeah, exactly. Or
D, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay, pause.
Pause for
what is my favourite ice cream flavour, Paddy?
Okay, okay.
It's a very...
Is it very specific?
No. What do you mean, is it very specific? It's a flavour.
It's chocolate.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not one of my favourite ice cream flavours.
Okay. Can we go
try
more specific?
Try two.
Okay. Is it a Ben and Jerry's flavour?
No. No, it's a generic ice cream flavour. I could go into any ice cream shop in the world and order this flavour.
Strawberry.
No.
Vanilla.
Yes. You literally had three options there.
Oh, yeah, but it changed. I think it... I think it changed.
No, that's not true, because you never knew. You just guessed three times.
I used to. That's the weird thing. I used to know it was vanilla.
And then what?
And then it changed.
And then
my
you
mind
hit your head.
Changed.
And then what I did is I decided that wasn't true.
Do I lose there? Do I get... I have no
You're
clue.
Getting minus three. No, you get... No, you do get... I used to, but I think it changed.
Only you love chocolate ice cream.
I don't like chocolate-flavoured things that aren't chocolate.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a really...
What about when I used to buy you all that chocolate ice cream and you used to sit there going,
I just, what I do is I put it straight in my nappy.
Yeah.
So that when you changed me later on, you just assume it was loads of poo. Sticky, chocolatey poo.
This is making our relationship
seem... Isn't that what this is about?
Really
it's
weird,
actually
isn't
revealing
it?
The home truth.
Okay, I used to know it. Because I know at some point it's vanilla.
Just ice cream flavour that I used to know. I didn't mean to feed you ice.
Scoop you up. Oh nice. That would have been way better.
Question 7. Do you and your friend have many inside jokes?
No.
Do you and your friend have many inside jokes? That's the question which you are demonstrating the answer to.
Yeah.
Number one, only a few.
Thanks, Mum.
No.
No.
Three, we don't have any jokes, lol.
Yeah, is that sarcastic?
I think we could use it sarcastically.
Could you,
or
do you
D,
could...
Yeah. That's him fondly remembering one in joke.
If you don't have any jokes...
Are you even friends?
Well,
are you a human?
Can you think of anyone who, and I'm including fictional characters there, who their best friend they share no humour with?
Yeah, there must be someone in like a grin.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy.
And Judge...
She has a wry smile every now and then. The bailiff kind of goes...
okay.
You know, there's always that guy stood like cross-armed like near her just saying,
yeah.
Judge Judy, it's this guy who killed 8 people, but he says he's sorry. They're best friends.
They are best friends.
Best friends.
Okay.
So is it ha-ha, yeah, well, like a nervous giggle and a yeah?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Is it really obnoxious? We don't have any jokes. No, haven't spent 3 years doing a podcast having no jokes.
I think it's got to be ha-ha, yeah, because I did laugh, and then the answer is yes.
Question 8. Oh, revealing again.
Okay, what's this
Do
one?
Do you trust your friend?
Ooh.
Question A, yeah. Sorry, option A. Option B, yes, with my life! C, only with some things like, you know, Christmas cards and getting the milk.
Yeah.
D, not at all.
Can I change one of the answers so that it's yes with my wife?
You would trust me with your wife.
I would.
And I would break that
you
trust
take
instantly.
Take her out dancing,
yeah,
Sharon,
then, and then
nice
just like in Pulp Fiction, we'd do loads of coke together, I'd stab her in the chest with a syringe,
yeah.
And then I'd touch her feet a lot.
Yeah.
End.
This is Mia Wallace.
That's my, you try to seduce me.
That's my impression of Uma Thurman. Mrs. Mayor Wallace.
No, you got to go.
Mrs. Mayor Wallace.
Listen, very good.
Yeah, or you, so yes, well, yeah. With my wife.
Yeah, with my wife.
With my wife.
I trust you.
Or is that more that, like, it's a collaborative effort? To trust me, you have to be with your wife.
Yeah, yeah, my wife has to.
Like, no, it'll be okay, Paddy.
Yeah, like, I don't trust him, and there's you holding the Bowie knife, like, hello. I think, have I ever entrusted you with my life?
Maybe not with you knowing it. Maybe I've done it
I bet there are things you've done.
That a butterfly effect, maybe. Yeah,
chaos theory.
There's stuff you've done that's probably saved my life.
I trust you.
Time you told me to never eat jam, and I never have, because you said it might have wasps in.
Yeah, yeah.
Might have killed me.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't eat it, but, you know, I put wasps
Could've
in killed it, me. So it would have.
Yeah, kind of not really.
I trust you with my life. I do.
Thanks, man. I won't go near the wasps again. What do you call your friend? Question 9.
Laurie.
You haven't called me Laurie for a long time. Question 1. His or her last name. Havelock.
Hey, Havelock.
That was such a fucking school thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get called Jervis at school?
Mainly by teachers and boys who didn't like me.
Yeah, teachers was kind of a given,
Jervis,
wasn't it?
How's it going? Jervis.
Jervis.
How's your funny walk, Jervis? How's your floppy blonde hair?
Are
you writing some more jokes, Joe?
All right, I'll go and cry in the bin again.
That was what it was like.
B, his or her nickname.
Patch Adams.
Old shithead.
Hey, Patch Adams.
Old ginger pubes, that's what you call me, isn't it?
I call you...
Just like we were 12 again.
I guess I call you Loz, but actually I refer to you as Laurie. What are the others?
His or her name,
yeah.
C. Or D, friend, because I forgot what my friend is named.
Well, actually,
in passing reference to someone, be like, oh, it's my friend.
What's his name?
Friendly. Surely you'd just be like, oh, it's the guy in my English class.
Yeah, come on, you know.
You'd have more of a tenuous
Captain
connection
Cool.
than just
you'd start throwing out
friend.
Nicknames.
Oh, you know, the banana goblin.
Yeah. Guy with the ears.
What are you going for then? My name.
Well, yeah, it's your name.
That's
I do call you nicknames
a lot. I call you
Snufflepuss. I know, it's Snufflepaggus.
Snufflepaggus.
Snufflepaggus. I think maybe it's nicknames more, because actually, when I'm talking about you, I always say Laurie.
The wife.
And everyone knows you as Laurie, and I call you Laurie, and you're down as Laurie in my phone.
Great.
But...
See, do you know what you are in my phone?
What?
You're Padigale Gervinho.
Oh, good.
Combining Padigale
Gervinho's
and
a footballer.
The famous Ivorian football player Gervinho, who has stupid hair and looks like an alien.
Oh, thank you. I do
and
have
a picture of
things.
And a picture of Paul Rudd comes up when you call me.
Oh, yeah, he's
you.
Doing the face, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think probably your nickname, because actually, with a dog, right? I'm not comparing you to a dog, but you know with a dog.
I wish you would.
Say your dog is called Bert.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Bert.
You can say Bert, or you can go Twag, or Queep.
No, you can't.
As long as it's got the same meh, like that, the dog will recognise. My dog was called Charlie.
Yeah.
You could go Quango instead of Charlie, like, and he'd still recognise that as a thing. I do that with you, where I'll be like,
you'd just be like,
I'll be like, hey, Tweebles, and you'll be like, yes, and you immediately know I'm talking.
Yeah, because you're not talking to Zach, because he's far too sensible for that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You do not talk to Chloe.
Chloe hates my nicknames. I say, let's go with nicknames.
Okay. Yep. Number 10, very indicative of our friendship. Did you like this quiz?
Oh, it was my favourite part of the last 15 minutes.
Because the rest was talking to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting.
Having to fucking deal with your shit.
Number 1, it was okay. 2, snooze fest. 3, because one of these is going to be like, I don't care if you have any friends or not, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Where did you get your catchphrases? Was it Recess, the cartoon?
Duh.
Number 3, it confused me.
Yeah.
Or D, loved it.
You know
absolutely
what?
Fucking loved it.
I loved it. But the answer
I'm going to give
is Snooze Fest.
Because
I love snoozles.
And I love festivals.
And I love snooze.
Paddy, will you hold my hand
yes.
with me right now? Oh, you're a bit clammy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll find these test results out together.
Let me give you
do
an
we have
Indian
an STD? Do
massage.
We not? That's horrible.
How was your
you're
day?
You're just wanking off one of my fingers.
Yes. It's good for your chakra.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your profile is 75%.
What?
How close are you to your best friend? For 80%, that's your score. This is not written very well. You are... Your friend could be your brother or sister. And that's it.
Right. Oh, so it's saying
that's
you could
it.
Be my brother.
Oh, I see. It's saying that. And then it's also saying 10% of our questions say that we have a good friend, profile B.
Oh, okay.
Or 0% we hardly know them, and 10% you have a BFF.
Oh.
So that's told us precisely...
80% is you could be my brother.
Yeah.
That's,
which would
I
be
like that.
Weird.
Yeah, no, but...
If you were my brother, man, things would get fucking strange very quickly.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you think we'd have a rivalry?
I just wouldn't talk to you.
We'd have to be...
I consider you beneath me.
Well, you, for a start, you'd be my older brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, me and Wal would bully you.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be brilliant. And
but then,
Rubes.
But then I'd bully Rubes. It would be like a trickle-down effect, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be lovely. Happy family. Well, there we go. We've learned precisely nothing about each other.
I tell you what I'm going to do now. That was so lovely. I'm just going to... Let me... Give me 1 second. I'm going to find a quiz to do on you.
1, 2, 3, welcome to our magic ant farm. The ants are upside down. Silly topsy-turvy ants in magic ant farm town. Here are all the worker ants, this one is the queen. Here are all the fire ants, goodbye ant farm town. That is all of ant farm town. 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 Ant farm town.
Ant farm town.
Have you got a quiz for me, mate?
Yes, I've done...
Quiz me up, silly!
Oh, quiz me up.
Touch me on my quiz.
I've done a little bit of research, and okay. I decided to
have
go
you found
with...
a better one?
Well, I decided to go with your theme of best friends, because I think that's...
Because we're best
friends. Yeah, every now and then we need to remind people that we're best friends.
Yeah, in case you didn't fucking know.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Fucking
some people,
idiots. Fucking idiot listeners. People, why don't you fuck off and listen to something else if you don't think we're best friends?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Some people think that you're just, like, personalities that, like...
Yeah.
You know when people get, like, sandwiched together and they have to be like, hey, like, it's Dom and Paul.
Are you saying that someone could believe that we've been put together by a management team?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we are actually a very clever construct by Warner Brothers, right, managed by Q Prime. They've just got to sell
T-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just like, what we want is we need... I've found this other guy who's also a dickhead. We need you to both sit in a room, pretend you know
be dickheads together.
And that's the thing. And when everyone thinks that we're doing like crazy in jokes or like little references, it's actually because I know fucking nothing about you.
Yeah, and you've just been given like a list of things.
Stabbing in the dark. Yeah, oh, it seems you love geese, honk.
I sure do love geese, yeah. Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's Paddy, but okay. Like, you know, like that sort of.
Funny one calling me by that name.
But, well, look, okay, so basically, the first thing that is. There's some exciting things I need to tell you about this quiz before we start. Okay, the first thing, it is from a website called my.girl, G-U-R-L,
girl.
.com.
MyGirl.com.
/ quizzes. Right.
Okay.
It is quiz 369.
Wow.
It's called, Is Your Bestie Really Your BFF?
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been a BFF before.
And we've always wanted to find this out.
Okay.
So,
okay. There's only one way to find it.
You know, are you really my BFF? But what's really exciting, before we begin, is this has cropped up, and I'm just going to show you this. No joke. Okay, now that already tells us.
Paddy, we've been
joke.
Through this already once.
No joke, you might be our winner. Online right now, congratulations, you are a nominee to potentially win 2 shopping vouchers of £1,000 each.
Okay, I've got several problems. Yeah, number one.
There's a full stop.
You've seen it
in
after
1,000.
The one. So it's £1,000.
So we could win £1 each.
Okay, it's also, congratulations, well, look, listen to all the weasel words. You are our nominee, right? So we're saying you could potentially.
Yeah.
Win this.
But how do they know that?
How
did I get
because
chosen?
That's the most...
All I have to do is click
you
here.
You might be our winner. Don't click there.
Okay.
For fuck's sake, you get another great auntie from Uganda.
Right, but that turned out
and
all right,
then they'll fight.
I'm starting to think that maybe this is written in the stars. Anyway,
give me the quiz.
Okay, I'll give you the quiz, and then we'll do this later on. I'm going to save this as a bookmark. Cool. Okay, so, right, question number one. You and your BFF are going out...
Now, hang on. Am I assuming that you're my BFF for the purposes of this quiz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just assume that.
I have to assume that.
Take that as gospel.
Okay.
It might not be true, but anyway. You and your BFF are going out. What do you wear?
Mm.
Okay, so it's a clothes question.
Oh, decorative
right.
smocks.
Okay. Option one.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just your friend. Why should you try to impress him/her?
Okay.
Let's go with him. Why should you try to impress him? Right? Why would you try to impress him? B. Something/he.
Just
so
stick with he.
Something he would like. Don't want to get ridiculed like last time.
You did do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So there's already a caveat there that's, you know, that's a bit of a warning. C. Something cute and casual. You're just going to the mall after all.
Oh, we do that all the time.
Definitely.
And I
American
wear my little
quiz.
Pop socks.
Or D. Matching shirts that say that say the other's name on them. We made them together last week.
Yes, that. We are doing that from tomorrow onwards.
Okay, well, like, do you want to answer that? Because
I'm talking about our hypothetically idealised relationship.
And also, in a way, that makes sense because we have now gotten to the stage where we share clothes.
Yeah, we do.
And,
yeah.
Like, that's how
well,
this
we're both wearing
works.
Them. We both just both getting the same pair of trousers.
Exactly. We do our... Whoa, four-legged man.
Looks like our butts are touching again.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone on the street is like, oh, fuck off.
These two clowns.
Okay, we're clicking matching shirts say each other's name on them. We have to get them.
Oh, my God.
Those could be merch. You get one that says Laurie and a picture of my face and then one that says Paddy in a picture of yours.
But no one knows the wrong way around
and
unless you're a
back,
fan.
It says shambles, spelt wrong, but like, you run out of space on the side of the shirt.
No one's going to buy that.
They are totally going to buy that. Okay, number two. What is your... I'm going to lean on you. Hope that's okay. What is your favourite thing to do with your BFF?
I don't like this leaning at all.
I'm going to lean harder. One, sleepovers at their place. You always have so much fun.
Is that sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex
Just
one.
To be clear.
Two, talk about last week's episode of your favourite show.
To be fair...
We do that.
That's all we do on this.
Okay,
all
see,
the time.
Chat on the phone for hours and hours and hours.
No, I hate chatting on the phone for more than strictly necessary.
We do talk longer than necessary.
You're one of the only people I talk to on the phone for really a prolonged
true.
Period of time.
And I do keep you on for a long
time
because I'm often bored. Okay, and D, sit in a public place and loudly critiquing each other's looks.
What?
I mean, that...
You've got a face
Other
people.
And loudly critiquing other people's looks.
Look at that man, he's got a face like a squirrel.
Oh, that guy looks like Ben Folds.
Oh, I tell you what, she could put more effort into the way her legs look.
I think his shoes look like some rats that have died on him. Okay, sleepovers.
We've done all of those.
Last week's
Sex,
episode.
Yeah.
Chat on the phone. Sit in a public place and loudly critique other people's looks.
Last week's episode, because more often than not, our most excited conversations are... Oh my god, did you see when Jon Snow, he got on the three horses and then he did battle?
Oh, the dragon has three heads! It's your quiz. That's
what do you think?
Fun.
What are you going
to... Well, I was
going
to suggest sleepovers because it's, once again, we live together. And
we fuck all the time.
And we fuck all the time.
Yeah, but I think that implies something about our relationship which isn't true. Which we have, like, busty pillow fight sleepovers.
Okay, alright, we'll talk about last
I
week's
wish
episode
we did.
Of your favourite show. Yes, okay, next. It's a good thing this is frozen.
Yes,
isn't it? Here we go. Number three. Okay, number three. You and your BFF are getting dinner. What do you order? Okay. One, anything with a calorie count lower than his order.
Yeah, no, I meticulously look at yours and go, I'm gonna show him up by getting something far healthier.
Something far healthier. Two, pizza and fries for us to split.
Sounds about right.
Banana split. C.
No, that's not in it.
Dinner. You're more lunch friends, you know.
You're more... Dinner? Question of
yeah,
you got
it's
it wrong.
A question. Dinner? You're more lunch... We're more lunch friends.
Yeah,
you know,
we don't quite have the clout to go straight for dinner, guys.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
not get ahead of ourselves. We used to just
friends.
Be brunch friends, and
yeah,
now
exactly.
we've moved on.
Now we've moved on, guys.
What's the top level? Breakfast friends.
Oh, breakfast friends.
He came
friends.
Over for variety packs.
Brunch
maybe.
Buds.
Yeah, no. It has to be breakfast, and it's only variety packs and pineapple juice.
Oh, man, I'd love that.
Made by my mum.
Oh.
Well, she didn't make it. She bought them from Safeway.
Well, yeah, but she had a good time.
She bought them with her own money, though, Paddy, so
yeah.
fuck off.
And I appreciate that. Four, you usually order each other's favourites and share.
No, I hate that. I'd hate you if you ordered. I'd hate you. I would hate it if you
we
ordered.
We do share food.
Food,
though.
Yeah, but it's never that you go, oh, I know what your favourite is. I got you the duck à l'orange.
Oh,
I would
yeah,
hate
no,
that,
that would be
so
dreadful.
Much. I didn't want that tonight. It better be pizza and fries for us to split.
Sort of has to be, doesn't
quiz.
It? Yeah, anyway. All right, okay. Let's go with option B. That's very good.
B for
next.
Besties.
Why did your quiz load so fast?
Because it was
you and your internet
nice and
wizardry.
Wait, quiz. When yours is a.
Little WAP warlock.
Warlock.
Little WAP warlock.
Internet imp.
Internet imp. An impernet. Oh, wow. Well, that was going to
Wi-Fi wizard.
Oh, a little Wi-Fi wizard.
Get on with it.
Sorry. Number four.
I want to know if I'm your friend.
Oh, I thought we were already on question four. Number four. Your BFF is going out with another friend this Saturday.
Bitch.
Holy shit. How do you feel about it? One.
Oh, just so fucking angry.
Well, one is a little jealous.
Okay.
All right. Two. Seething rage. And that's all caps.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
C. As long as they're not prettier than you, it's fine. If they are, cat fight.
Meow.
This is definitely... Okay,
all right. For small girls.
Yeah, exactly. This is for 10-year-old girls. Or D, you usually just see him in school, so who cares what he does Saturday night?
Yeah, I only see you in school, so yeah, why don't you go and have a date with Jennifer from the school, even if I'm not invited? Don't mind.
Do you get...
Seething rage, Paddy. I'd be so angry, especially if she was prettier than
you. Do you reckon it is actually
I'd stab your
rage.
Eyes out if they were prettier than
like,
you.
I'm not going to lie. If I called you on a Saturday night, and like we each knew that the other had a night off, and I was like, fuck, man, I don't have any gigs tonight. And you were like, great, neither do I. And I was like, cool, do you want to hang out? And you were like, actually, I'm going to go hang out
with
Chris.
My other friends.
I'd be like, can I cut? If you didn't immediately invite me, that would be really upsetting.
All right, yeah. But I would just be straight to seething rage. It doesn't matter the situation at all. If you're with someone else and I want you.
Yeah.
Anger.
Okay, seething rage.
Musk.
Seething rage.
Anger and Musk.
That really pleases me in a slightly weird way. That's like, there's something about that that really turns me on. Anyway, number five. Which game show would you and your BFF rule at?
Oh, Wicked.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's actually quite a cool question.
Yeah.
Number one. Password.
Eggheads. No.
I've never heard of Password.
No.
Number two, The Newlywed Game.
What's that one?
Never watched that either. C, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Or D, Dog Eat Dog.
Now, Dog Eat Dog, I think I have actually seen, I think was hosted by Eureka Johnson.
Yeah.
And was not a strong format. So not that.
Okay.
Because the format would lude us, mate. Why is Eggheads not there?
Well, I think it's American as well, so I don't know if they have Eggheads.
Wheel of Fortune is the only one I fucking know.
I think we'd have a great time.
We'd have a great time. John, I'm so happy to be here. Is it penis?
And like, yeah.
No.
And when they were like, we spin the wheel, we'd spin it really hard.
And you just hang on.
And sit there. I'm going round, or I'm strapped to it. He's got in the wheel again. He's got in the wheel. Oh, brilliant. Okay, number six. If you and your BFF compared your relationship to a movie, which movie would it be?
Okay.
Okay, all right. One, Mean Girls.
Oh, we're just so mean.
I know those girls. I was like,
Are you like a school matron who's home for the weekend? And she's like, oh, I tell you what, those children are a nightmare. Those girls.
B, I Love You Man.
Oh, well, that's already true.
Anybody want a penis? All right. C, Heavenly Creatures. No idea.
I know.
I've never seen that. What's that about? Is it about like
about, it's about, you know, things from
angelic
heaven?
Yep. Bees.
Yep.
Great. Or four, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Now that I believe is what is known as a stoner comedy.
Whoa.
It's got to be I Love You Man, because we just did a quote from I Love You Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you are a wealthy entrepreneur who has a segue.
Hey, pretty lady.
And I'm like a guy who's just doesn't have any friends until I met you. And
yeah.
You came to my wedding and you made it all okay.
And we hung out in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We should do that. I Love You Man.
It's not Yes, is it?
No, it is Yes. I think it's Yes. I think it's a prog band. Anyway, your friend's...
It's Rush.
Your friend's birthday is coming up. What are you getting them?
Oh, well, maybe a fuck-off card.
Well, maybe I don't want to know the answer to this. I mean, yeah. Maybe it's a little bit sexy.
Definitely haven't got any ideas yet.
Okay, matching necklaces with your names engraved together.
Or a medallion,
That you put together.
Oh, I'm not going to do that just because it's
Shamble merch. It's what I'm telling you.
Shambalion.
Oh, my God. That would be so fucking cool. All right, people would buy it. Yeah, totally. B, that bag he's been talking about for months.
I do love bags. They're my favourite. I do love other things which to carry my other things.
Every time I came into the room, I'd be like, oh, I'm still thinking about that bag.
it's got back straps.
Do you remember when we were in Greece?
Do you remember that bag that looked like Thomas the Tank Engine?
I don't know if you remember. We were in duty free, and
there
was that bag.
I remember that bag. It had
two straps.
It was more than it had three corgis
and
in it.
It was a minion,
but it was also a backpack.
God, for some reason, I hate the minions.
Oh, just let's not even engage in that.
Let's not even start.
So much.
I don't know what. Thank you. I'm really glad that we agree on this. Anyway, C, a gift card to a store he likes.
Boring. That is the least imaginative present.
What store would you... If you were to get me a gift card, what store would it be
for? Butt store. What store? Oh, well, Forbidden Planet. It's really easy. What I do is I'd get you a store for... A voucher for the Virgin Megastore, which went out of business
eight years ago. I still have a Virgin Megastore voucher.
Oh, there you go. I've got an old Argos voucher, which expired, like, really quickly.
Oh.
And they had very exciting story. There you go. I've got an expired Argos voucher. Tell that to your kids.
Yeah, great. The grandkids will love it. And D, Chanel sunglasses. He only cares about the price tag.
That is true. You are such a shallow bitch.
I know. I just love price tags. I just... this thing, I throw the sunglasses away and I just attach the price tag to my little belt. And I'm like... How much do I cost? Yes. And I do. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because that's the weirdest shit you've said in a long
time.
I'm saying that having done 2 hours of fucking podcast.
My little sexy quilt.
No.
No. So A, B, C,
well, matching necklaces first and foremost, but also like that bag, if it wasn't a bag, you'd like, it's quite often that we'll be like, oh, I really want to read that comic. And
Okay. I did talk about Red Dead for a very long time.
But it's great. It's very, not easy is the wrong word, but you know, it's very satisfying.
So you think you'd buy me something that I spoke about
the
medallion.
But that is the medallion.
What is your favourite thing about your BFF? One, his
ass.
His butt. One,
that booty.
One, his taste in music.
Yeah.
Two, his popularity.
Yeah, that's why I became friends. No, just to be like, that's the reason I became friends with you, just because you're so popular.
So popular.
I just had to get in with
all
the
cool kids want to hang out with wonky pads. C, the way you're almost exactly alike, but just enough different. That's quite a good answer.
Don't
D, the long conversations you have about nothing.
Oh, God, it's all
just
of them.
Nothing. Just stood there.
It's got to be D.
Hey.
The only reason I'm still friends with you is because we do this all
the time.
How
was your day?
If it wasn't for the fucking podcast we do when we talk about nothing all the time,
you would long since have moved on.
Well, we might not be friends.
friends.
Do you reckon not? You reckon
we might have drifted apart.
We might have drifted apart. Right, we're going with D.
The whole cheating thing might have gotten too much.
Yeah, okay. All right, question 9. You're laid up in bed with the flu.
Who's the flu?
The flu.
Hope she's pretty.
Hope she's not ill.
Are you sure it's not the floozy?
Oh! You're laid up in bed with the flu. What does your BFF do? Bring you hot soup and your favourite ice cream. Bring your homework over. Stay away. Who wants to get sick? Bitch with you on the phone about how you missed Jessica's absolutely awful outfit today.
That is one what you do. Fit. No, that is what you do, though. You'd be like, oh my god, did you see what she was wearing? Did you see those legs?
Oh my god.
It looked like she had 4, but there were only 2.
I think you would do that if it was ill.
You wouldn't stay away.
Oh no, this is me.
You'd get far too close.
This is me calling
you.
Yeah,
what would you do? I would say you'd get far too close to me, and you wouldn't stay away.
Yeah, I wouldn't
stay
away.
You wouldn't do your homework for the start.
Bring your homework over.
Hey, I've
although
got
I do, like, when we both
you.
Have to work, we do sit next to each other.
Yeah, butt to butt. To make it happen.
Yeah, so to balance one another.
Yeah, we balance. Well,
we only have one chair. So we sort of.
We take it in turns. No, you take it in turns to bend over in front of the person and have the laptop on their back, but like balance really precariously on their bum.
The person's typing on the floor.
With the cable going between the two clips.
Oh, we're so flexible. So. I think,
You probably would bring me hot soup and ice cream if I asked for it. But I think you'd probably bitch on the phone about how we missed Jessica's absolutely awful shirt today.
Yeah, I would come into your room and go, oh my god, you know what happened today? Yeah.
This guy wore the worst clothes.
Well, I probably wouldn't say that, but I would say this guy's hat.
It had to be seen to be believed.
So do you want D?
I want D.
Bitch.
Give me
the
D.
Phone, give me the D. Give me a D. 10. When all is said and done, the reason you know your BFF is your BFF is... That was a really weird sentence, okay. Isn't it? 1. Because you like a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
2.
Shallow basis for friendship.
Oh, yeah. Because you rule the school together.
Oh, we rule all the schools together.
3. Because he completely and totally gets you. He might as well be you.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Or 4. Because he is always there for you.
Like the Rembrandt said.
What?
The Rembrandt! The band who did the theme tune for Friends.
Oh, I'm so... I thought you were talking about Rembrandt.
Yeah, no, clearly.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Well, it's clearly not because you'll always be there for me, because you weren't there for me on that joke.
I was there for you.
Once.
All the time.
For a week.
For a week, and then I let you die.
We do rule the school together, and yeah. You do totally get me. But I think, I don't know.
I think C.
Yeah, all right, fine.
You're not with me.
I'm pretty different.
I could
on the
be
inside.
Always there for you. I mean,
no,
it's,
I reckon. See, I think you're right. I think it's probably that's very similar.
That's the actual testament
sadly.
To our.
Is this the last question?
That was the last question.
Holy
we're hitting
shit.
The finish.
What's it
going
to say?
It's going to say great, and then that'll be it.
You guys need to get
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm going to read this to you. Okay, for a start, the image it's given us is a medallion cut
broken
in half.
Broken in two.
Yes.
No.
But the medallion on it one knows. Side says Siamese, and on the other side,
dream.
Says, nice. Smashing Pumpkins says twins. Siamese twins is our thing.
Well, we're now actually...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Siamese twins.
Yeah.
You are, sadly...
attached.
Attached Siamese twins. Surgery would be life-threatening and very painful.
Click here.
We're not going
to claim your £1,000 voucher for surgery.
Big sword!
There's a description. It's one of those description ones. Okay. Now that's a connection. It's really great that you and your BFF are so close, but do you two really need to do everything together?
No. I wish we didn't.
Gain a little independence and your friendship will grow because you'll have new things to talk about.
Other than...
That's quite...
dark.
That's a knife in the back.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
You are too good friends and I don't trust it.
What an upset... What would you really advise someone on that? Say, you're such good friends, I think you should distance yourself because
I think,
frankly,
everyone else is getting a little bit jealous of much time you spend with it.
Oh, well, we can click... Hang on, let's click take more quizzes.
No.
Take more quizzes. I wonder if there'll be a really... Hang on.
Whoa.
Which snooker star are you?
Now, Paddy, this is a quiz from the BBC Sports site from 2002.
Yeah, but it was a good link.
I'm a little bit worried it might be slightly out of date.
I just clicked on the first
Okay, we're going to do this together. What if there's the ultimate act of friendship? Find out which snooker player we are
exactly.
Okay. Well, let's read that out of the intro.
The picture. Do you see yourself as Rocket?
Oh, there's
picture
Roddy.
Of him. Big thumbs up. Okay.
Well, he's been going for a while. We all fancy the life of a top snooker star. The fame, the money, the one-on-ones with Hazel Irvine and Ray Stubbs.
That is my dream!
Who are they? But if you'd like to make it to the top of the tree, which superstar would you be? Thanks for BBC Sport Online Snookometer. You can now find out, my Panookometer.
Oh, God.
It couldn't be simpler. Simply answer the questions below, note your responses, and scroll down to the bottom of the page. This is a low-tech quiz,
oh, my God.
Man.
Okay, I've got
this
a pen.
This is a P&P quiz.
Okay, I've got
Are we going to do this? I don't think I know any fucking snooker players.
Oh, mate,
beyond.
No. Peter Ebdon.
Peter Ebdon. That's not a real name.
That is the only snooker player I've ever heard of.
We'll do these in turns, okay? So you can read the first one.
Okay, someone at work is winding you up. Oh, okay, so it's not all about snooker.
Nice!
Oh, brilliant. I quite
it's
like
not.
This.
Oh, the pink, the black, yeah. And four reds are in front of you.
Are you going to try
a
double?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Do a kiss.
Yeah, all right, okay. Someone at work is winding you up. Do you, A, give them a right mouthful and storm off in a huff? I could see you doing that.
Yeah, well, cheers.
No, I think you're brave like that. I wouldn't do that. I'm too scared. B, stare at them with a baleful look. Oh, it's so BBC. And get on with what you're doing.
You
cunt.
Fist drone.
C, take it personally and celebrate each small victory over them with a clenched fist and rebel yell.
Rebel yell!
Oh, God. D.
The whole song.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You perform it every time. D, steal their thunder by taking the mickey out of yourself.
Yeah.
Or E, let it get to you and fall apart in a horribly public manner. Oh, wonderful.
That is how I wish I could deal with all my problems. It's just be like, just let it sink in inside and go, oh, why?
I'm so unhappy.
You made me do work.
Oh, I've got to
If it were... I generally think kill them with kindness at work. I think it's so easy to get killed. You know, this is quite a serious thing to get pulled into like little discussions and stuff. And it's like, assume everyone's a dick and be nice to everyone is that kind of. What do you reckon?
I think I probably stare at them with a baleful look and get on with what I'm doing.
Just stare evilly and then carry on. No, that's not going to work. That's not going to stop anyone doing anything.
It's usually... I usually will take the piss out of myself.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And make a better joke than they would.
Yeah, and own it.
Yeah,
own that situation.
Own that. And then nine times out of ten, I do that. That one time, I let it get to me, and I have a mental breakdown. Like,
full on
definitely happens.
Shitting yourself and screaming.
I think D, steal their thunder by taking the piss out of yourself. That is what I can... I'm going to write...
Would you write down D?
I'm writing down D. Laurie, would you take it away with question two?
Whilst at a village fair, you decide to have a go at the coconut shy.
Of course
we
do.
Would do. I mean, that's a given.
Of course you fucking do.
Do you? Is this going to be about coconut shy technique?
Oh, it better be.
A, fail to concentrate properly for a while before finally landing one. Bang on!
Oh.
B, hit 5 coconuts in a row, having spent the last 6 months practicing 15 hours a day.
Okay, this is getting very snookery.
That's
now,
the kind of thing
this...
we do, though. We would be like, right, we've got a big event coming up. We've got to practice them coconuts.
Old Mother Hubbard's going to be watching.
And we would practice for 15 hours every day for 6 months, but we only spend maybe a sum total of an hour
actually doing
with a coconut.
Most
of the time drinking coconut juice.
Yeah, and like tactics on one of those whiteboards.
I
think we should throw the coconut at a dare.
Well, C, hit a small coconut, then turn to the person next to you and said, "In your face, loser!"
Well, that's a
bit much. Yeah, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no,
D,
like
missed every throw despite having been so good 10 years ago that you were known as King Coconut.
Oh my God, totally that.
No,
I'm really good at coconut.
No, because we're not cool enough to pull it off to come here.
before they knew me as a king coconut.
E, find that the smell of coconut reminds you of Malibu and wander off to find the booze tent.
Is there going
to
be like an alcoholic snooker player? This is really dark.
I think E might be us, if I'm really honest. That is not that it reminds us of Malibu, but we would wander off and find the booze tent.
That's thick. But we'd up until that day be very excited about the coconut shop.
I reckon it's either big practicing or we were the king coconut years ago.
I really want to be king coconut.
Okay, we could be king coconut. That does give us the double D.
I wonder
who we're going to be.
Sensing a trend.
Okay,
all right. Looking in the mirror, you decide you need some new clothes. Do you, A, pop down to Armani and splash the cash on some flash threads? B, start flicking through the Fruit of the Loom catalogue.
Aren't they the guys who make like the basic t-shirts?
Yeah, band t-shirts.
Before they're band t-shirts.
Yeah, I've got most of my shirts Fruit of the Loom.
Okay.
C, decide that a multicolored waistcoat would do the trick.
Oh, it would!
It would always do the trick.
Should we get matching coloured waistcoats with each other's names on?
And a medallion that's glued to them because we've lost the chain long ago. D, change your mind and stick with what you've got. That's fair. E, do £100 on a shirt and £1,000 on a platinum medallion to wear with it.
Wow.
So E is basically, are you a prick?
Yeah.
Like,
so is A.
Okay. So I mean, Fruit of the Loom is the logical answer.
But I think multicolored waistcoat is more
multicolored waistcoat. Given the opportunity every fucking time. Multicolored waistcoat king, mate. All right. Okay.
Number four, you see some peanuts in a jar and decide you'd like some.
Yes.
Do you? And the distributor answer is yes, eat them.
Yeah.
A, instinctively reach in and grab some without thinking. Yeah, there we go.
Totally.
B, spend ages standing around working out the best way of getting to them.
That's really good.
I can only get in these coat in these damn peanuts.
I do that, like, you know, if someone's offering canapes at a wedding, I never want to be the guy who's like, oh, could I have one? I always wait until they're like, oh, I've only got one left. And I'll be like, no, okay, I'll
do you a favour.
Well, actually, I'm really fucking
Nick,
hungry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just do that.
Just have a fucking canapé there for you.
Yeah, I suppose.
C, take out one nut, eat it, turn your face to the heavens and say, yeah! Yes!
Definitely that!
I would do that.
Yes! Delicious salty nuts!
D, methodically shake out each nut one by one with painstaking but successful precision.
No, I don't do that. I'm a tipper.
E, smash a jar and see what happens.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a prick. No. E is the prick. I'm going to note that down. Whoever E is going to be wanker.
Prick.
E is
a right prick.
Yeah, a little...
A good little penis there. Yeah, a little spurtage.
Okay.
I reckon we do the yes thing or instinctively just grab some.
Yeah, no, I think yes.
Yes? Let's see yes.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
Double D,
double C. Double D, double C. Christ, maybe we're going to be a crossover between two of Snooker's leading stars in 2002.
I do hope so.
I really hope like two out of five of these people aren't like dead or like really tragic things happen. Yeah, I hope that's not the case. But you are... Okay, next question. You are in the local video shop selecting a film to watch. Yeah, okay, this is definitely 2002. Yeah.
You are in your local branch of Blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly. But you've left your card at home.
Oh!
Do you, A, take the first one you see? No. What kind of fucking idiot would do
Which
that?
Which is always inevitably, like, when you go into Blockbusters, there's always crapo on
right
level.
There.
And for a long time in the Whitney Blockbusters, when I went with my dad, it was Buffy the Vampire Leia. It was at eye level.
Everywhere.
Every time I'd be like, Dad, is that Buffy the Vampire Slayer? No, not for you.
I might rent this for later.
B, spend ages reading all the blurb on the back of the boxes before making an informed choice an hour later.
No.
That's what we do on Netflix.
Not an hour.
Dude,
No.
Well, like 40 minutes.
The thing is, I don't. I quite often produce an option on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, and everyone argues with it.
And then we quite often end up watching it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. All right. C, select Bad Lieutenant.
That's the old Bad Lieutenant, not the Nick Cage remake.
Oh, okay. Okay. D, pick up Best of the Antiques Roadshow, but decide it is a touch too racy for your taste.
Those naughty skirts. Mm,
nice little gag there. Little gag.
Well done, BBC. Good
E,
one.
Stack it, go down casino instead. Beers and tits. Would you take a ride in the car?
No.
It's my song.
Not if you sang that at me. I think it's B, man. Yeah, I think you're right.
Spend ages. Okay, yeah, okay, we're going
and
with
in,
B.
In Blockbuster, that is what I would
it's
do.
Methodical.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
You didn't have IMDb back in those days. Number six.
Okay.
You have a busy day with barely a moment to yourself. That evening, do you unwind by A, big double-handed wank? That's not one of them. A, heading out on the lash with a bevy of pals. Nice, they've done bevy in there as well as
on
Bev.
The lash. Yeah,
that's really clever.
Yeah.
B, staying in and getting an early night.
Nah.
Boy. C, going for a swim at the local pool, followed by a workout at the gym.
Then power wank.
D, power listening wank. To some old rare groove classics on vinyl while power wanking.
Yeah.
Or D,
be a wank of power, like Tower of Power.
Yeah, yeah.
Obs E, smoking a couple of fags and slipping a couple of cold lagers.
I don't want to sound like a wanker, but that is what I do.
I know, but I think we'd probably... I quite listening to old Rare Groove classics on the vinyl.
Actually, yeah.
While power wanking.
And we do do that when we're actively, like, hey,
hanging
we're relaxing.
Out. We don't go for a swim.
We put on a bit of Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
And we sit there.
And we weep.
Yeah, all right, D. Let's go for D.
Okay.
All right.
Final question.
Oh, wow, is this the last one?
Yeah.
It's only a 7-question quiz.
It's taking no prisoners.
Are
it knows
you ready?
What it wants.
Okay, you are standing at a zebra crossing, waiting to cross a busy road.
Leave, go, now.
Do you? Okay, A, leg it across at speed and make it to the other side after a couple of close shaves.
No.
After a couple of close shaves?
Jesus, that one's enough.
Yeah, surely that, anyway. B, wait patiently for a gap in the traffic and then cross carefully.
Also,
taking care to
as an aside,
lights.
If you're crossing at a zebra crossing and cars are swerving to miss you, yeah. Like, that is a bad road.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, anyway. C, stand on the pavement shouting obscenities at the passing cars.
Okay.
I never do that.
No.
I think that's fucking stupid.
I like to whisper them instead. I just go, hey, twat.
Twat.
You twat.
Yeah, just record them for later so you can listen to them.
Shit, cobbler.
Yeah.
Wang nipple face like that.
Yeah, 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 really weird. D, right. Start taking down the make and model of different vehicles and enter them in your notebook. Or E, shut your eyes and run across the road hoping for the best.
Yeah, E. You would do E.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. No, I wait patient. I'm really careful with traffic. I'm a B. I'm a B there.
I'm such a B.
Are
my
you
name
a
is Paddy and I'm a B. I usually, especially in London, I feel like, you know, when you live in London for a bit, you get this quite heightened sense of your own ability to judge traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm a Londoner. Actually, I know how to cross a
really
road.
Good at this,
so
yeah.
I do quite often, not like jump into the middle of a busy
but
road,
you leg it across
but I will have a little nip across. But also, you know, sometimes I get very panicky. I'm happy to go for wait patiently.
All right, okay, we're going to go for wait patiently
wanker.
Just because that, I think that's fine.
All right, what have we got, mate?
Well, okay, what's the option? Okay,
it's
we
mostly,
got,
okay, so if you answered mostly.
Let me just tally up. We have 3 D's, 2 C's.
Let's put that in the computer for a sec.
And 2 B's. Answers ready. Okay, if you answered. Okay, so we got no A's and
no
E's.
B's.
So let's look at who they are first.
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Ronnie O'Sullivan is A, so we're not Ronnie O'Sullivan.
I mean, we couldn't pull that off.
No,
really.
We couldn't. We couldn't be Ronnie.
Most
I don't know why I just wrote down not Ronnie.
Anyway, just to remind
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just to keep it so. And mostly E's. You are Jimmy White.
Not Jimmy White. Jimmy White's Cue Ball 2 on the PC is a very fun snooky
Cue
game.
Cue Ball 2.
It was
what a 3D
great name for a game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, the only song that played on the soundtrack was The Entertainer on loop.
Yeah, yeah.
It was beautiful.
I remember that was like one of the first Flash games was that pool game.
Yeah, Mini Click Pool.
Mini Click Pool. So good.
Mate, have you played it since? It's still amazing. They made
is
it
still
online.
Brilliant?
It's all
great.
It's all you can play people.
Oh,
world.
Shit. We
can
let's play Mini Click Pool.
We should actually play Mini Click Pool. Mostly, all right, and what else
okay,
were
so
we?
Our next lowest are B and C.
So 2 Bs, you are Stephen Hendry.
Of course, I have no idea who that is.
That Titan of Snooks.
Titan of Snooker.
Mostly Cs, you are Peter Ebdon.
Peter Ebdon!
Who the fuck is Peter Ebdon?
Peter Ebdon. He's only the greatest man. I have no idea.
You
he's
know,
just,
you know
when
Peter
you need
Ebdon
a punchline to a joke.
And you just chose Peter Ebdon.
Peter Ebdon.
It's
Peter
a bit
Ebdon.
Like Limpid Christie.
Yeah, he's one of my go-tos.
Or
Peter
Uncle
Ebdon.
Ben.
Former Pooja. Former
Islam.
Snooker. Yeah. Whoa.
Those punchlines.
Former snooker world champion Peter Ebdon is always
okay.
A very funny
I bet
thing
that's
to
one of Johnny's favourites.
But we
mostly
have...
Mostly Ds. Who are we?
We have 3 Ds.
Who are we, Paddy?
We are... Steve Davis.
Steve Davis. High
yes.
Five, man.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah. We're
on.
So
dance
fucking Steve
me.
Davis. Rub
dance.
Nipples and
yeah.
Let's... Oh, yeah. 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 Whoa. Okay.
What? Steve. Oh, my God. I'm so
that's
pleased.
Too much dancing.
I'm so pleased.
Who's Steve Davis?
And I feel...
Who is Steve Davis?
Well, we'll look him up. But I feel that Steve Davis... I've always...
Is
I,
just
he's
so
very indicative awesome. Of our friendship.
Yes, because
in many
not
ways.
Only does he hit because, the snooker balls,
yeah.
But he also... touches
loves
them lovingly.
And
not
also,
only does he chalk the end of his cue,
big
but he also but he also nurtures them after an emotional breakdown. Not only does he,
and he
wear
takes,
a nice waistcoat.
He takes the Red Bull,
but he also
he pops it in his nest.
And then he
and keeps it warm through winter.
Before he bangs it when it's come of age.
It hatches into a tiny little Steve Davis. And he raises it.
No, what? No, that's not Steve Davis. Steve Davis out. We're done, okay? We're
right.
Steve Davis and that is it. There's nothing more to gain.
Well, look, I'm really glad that we did this because I think we found out a lot about each other and ourselves.
I wish
so,
we hadn't.
Listeners,
please
don't.
Don't call us.
Yeah, just stop it.
Watch out for Clarence. He is a seagull. He's coming over for tea, so lock up your chips.
Well, Paddy, I've learned from one of my several spies that you're bloody off again to that bloody town up in Scotland if it isn't bloody Edinburgh again, is it not?
Your little spies?
Yeah, my little spies.
Do you have
my
birds? Birds in every
birds
pie?
Birds on my sleeves, birds in all the windowsills, and birds popping
you wait
into
until
them.
The princess is just about to cut the cake.
And then?
Not doves.
No.
A thousand emus.
Do you know why I call them birds? Because they're all on Twitter and I get all my updates via Twitter.
Oh, clever.
You know, no, you're off to Edinburgh again, mate. What the fuck?
I am, and I'm sorry, but I am.
What could you possibly get up to up there that's better than here?
Well, a whole host of things, Sir Lawrence of Havelock. No, I'm going up with Johnny the Baptist again.
Oh, it's going to be those shysters.
Fourth year on the trot. We're in a better venue. We're at a better time. We've got it all going. But yeah. I do leave tomorrow morning.
You do leave tomorrow morning. I mean, how are we going to stay in touch? Are we going to? It's not going to be anything like as it usually is.
I figured
to
I'd
send
sort
you
of,
loving poems every day.
I'd bring a stash of cricket balls with me because I know you love cricket.
Okay.
That Gareth Bale, he sure can bowl. And then round each.
Might as well call him Gareth Bowles, mate.
Round each cricket ball, right? I'm going to, you know, like how players sign it. I'm going to write notes to you.
Can you not think of something a lot simpler?
No, and I'm going to put little lassos on each ball and I'm going to throw them up to the gulls.
Why?
And the gulls will come after as you wait for your widow's, widow's peak.
Widow's peak, that's my hair.
Oh no, the thing where they stand on the balcony and they wait for their husband to come back from sea.
It's the widow's peak.
Is that what it is? You'll wait for me on the balcony.
On the widow's balcony.
Yeah, if you stand out there.
Look. I think it'd be way easier,
all
right?
Singing.
It'd be way easier.
I love him.
No. I'm not performing Les Mis just for your personal convenience.
Well, okay. Well, in that which case, we can call each other using our phones.
Nice. I like it.
Hand you the cellular
phones. I'd like to stay a bit more in touch, man, because we usually swap, like, you know, music and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be good to, like, I don't know.
Well, have a little pet project for him that can keep us.
Yeah, I don't know what we could... Well, you, I mean, you have to read a lot. We could do that.
I could send you cuttings of my ears.
No. Gross. Cuttings is what implies they're growing all the time.
Yeah, they are. In, like, really bloody envelopes with your name scrawled.
What I'm saying is, Paddy, let's do something nice like a book club. Hey, why don't we do that?
Like a book club?
Yeah, a book club. We could just, you know...
Captain Woods over here.
Because what we could do is we could give each other a book to read every time and we could, you know, you could tell me what you think of it. And
yeah.
Like, you know, we usually do, but just your...
Like a book club?
Like a book club.
Yeah, almost exactly.
And then we
could
discuss the themes therein.
Okay. What, you'd give me something for whilst I'm in Edinburgh or something
like that?
Yeah, and
you'd give me something to read while I'm here.
Well, I am looking for a new book to read.
You make that sound like you're looking for a husband.
Well, no, I...
I am
in the market for a new little word book. Sorry, I did my...
Put your pointy nipples
away. I did my
nipple
puppet thing. I'm sorry. But yeah, that'd be lovely if you've got a book to lend me. If you've got anything that you can recommend.
Yeah, I tell you what you should
bear in mind, I have very specific tastes.
Yeah, okay.
And you know them like the back
of
your hand.
I
but
do.
Still.
Okay, so bear with me because there's a lot of misinformation about this book around, right?
Great.
But there is a stunning little novel, very long novel.
Great, okay.
By a guy called Charles Dickens. I think you've heard of him.
I have heard of Charles Dickens.
It's called
He wrote Great Expectations.
He did. And
the story of a woman who caught fire in a house.
Shush.
Isn't it that?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Or
come on, give me a bit of credit.
He also wrote Great Expectations about Tale of Two Cities. Now, I know you're thinking, that sounds boring as shit, Loris.
No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what that story is, Pat.
Oh, great, okay. Because I do need a bit of a preface if I'm going to...
So, imagine the scene.
Okay.
Okay. It is the grim future of war.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Several centuries after the fall of mankind on planet Earth.
Shit.
Right? Cities.
I love this
cities,
book.
Cities. Already, you love it.
I love it
cities
so much.
Have gained... independent thought, okay, and culture. Cities have become
sentient
cities.
Sentient.
Right.
Yeah.
Our story opens, right,
on
the barren plains of Europa, what used to be Europe, right?
Yeah.
Lowly London has just been captured by the evil Baron Paris. Okay, that's where Racine says.
Yes!
Unbeknownst to him, right, a tiny little city, no less plucky and courageous, I'll wager, called Oxford. And sees things, and Oxford is a very, you know, gentlemanly kind of city. He's got a little top hat, a little pipe,
He's
got a degree!
Yeah,
he gives out the degrees, mate.
Yeah.
He oversees this act of barbarism, and he follows evil Baron Paris into his secret lair in France.
Is this spoilers?
No, well, you know, a couple, but I'm
is
just going to get you.
This
is, yeah, this is,
yeah,
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 this
okay.
is, yeah,
this is the blur, if anything.
And anyway, and he sees Paris slowly murdering London in full view of loads of other cities, all
they're jeering, yeah, down with London, down with God. England. And Oxford sees it and goes, ah, I know, and yeah, I yeah. must get all my papers together.
Oh, and he's choosing, yeah, and he's
there's like, loads of comic relief with Oxford, do get it. And he runs away.
What was the murder weapon?
The murder weapon, it's not really revealed early on, but I can tell you that it's quite integral to the plot later on.
Okay, cool, okay.
It's a special, it's a special kind of city ritual to, you know...
like a Euro tunnel.
Like a Euro tunnel.
Yeah, just pop a big knife into the Euro tunnel.
Yeah, exactly, and he just shoots into... The thing is, Oxford runs away, and he runs away, and he doesn't know what to do until he finds a little friend in the littlest city, this side of the Atlantic Ocean, a little place called St. David's. And St. David's, all it is just one cathedral with a little moustache. Cool, blimey, Mr. Oxford, let's go on an adventure! Except more Welsh. And the story is this sweeping epic narrative, right, of how St. David's, little Welsh St. David's in Oxford, start to put the world of sentient cities to rights.
Great, okay.
And they sort out all the baddies, like Baron Paris, evil CEO New York, who's just like loads of taxis and like,
and he's really tall.
Really tall, yeah.
Because of all the glass. All the glass. Skyscrapers.
And that is why it's called A Tale of Two Cities.
That's very exciting.
It's really good. It's kind of steampunk action adventure.
Yeah.
Rated ages 15 to 18.
Is there a love triangle?
Oh, yeah.
I love a good love triangle.
At least. Well,
I love a love pentagon.
Number one, there is Le Sexe de la Dame Madrid that they meet on the way.
But
let's just say that doesn't end particularly nicely for anyone.
Is she fiery?
Death by castanets.
Oh, no!
And then, of course, the epic journey across Russia where they almost lose each other. Little St. David's gets caught in a snow drift and it gets rescued by the mysterious Lady St. Moscow.
St. Moscow?
No, sorry, I was going to say St. Petersburg. Lady Moscow.
Oh, yeah, they are very
similar.
Who is
like an enormous woman in furs with a big fur hat and is very sexy, but little St. David's isn't wanting
it. And am I right in thinking these entire cities are like,
they have legs. Like, if you just imagine like the entire city of London on legs, no people or anything inside it.
You imagine now,
but
like,
it's got
London.
All the features of London. Like, there's a little wheel that turns around. Maybe London, that's his little smile.
His smile is the wheel.
No, his smile is the Thames. The wheel is like one of his eyes.
It's got a little kink in
it. And the other one is the Greenwich Observatory.
One of them is his monocle.
Yeah, exactly.
He keeps on rolling away.
Whereas Paris, you know, has his big pointy nose, like the Eiffel Tower.
And the Grand Canal. No, that was Red Alert. I thought France had a Grand Canal.
Not in reality.
For a really long time.
No, well, it didn't.
I'm imagining that then the landmass is sort of at waist height.
There's kind of a bit of rubble.
They each have little legs.
They all have little legs, like a little rubber ring of a green belt around them as well. Yeah.
Can London have like ruffles?
It's like hula hooping the under M25.
He's got the tube going all around his socks.
Woo! Whoopsie! Woo!
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to be really sexy. And what?
Don't get too involved, mate. Already, like, you haven't read it yet.
Okay, well,
there's a lot of really turgid, like, city-based description to get through, but it is worth it. And you know, Dickens is a social commentator. There's a lot to take on about Victorian England.
I'm very interested in the architecture of this novel, Laurie.
Great. That is seamless.
It was seamless, wasn't it? It's going to be really great, and I'm really excited about.
Good. Well, that's my book for you, man. Do you accept it?
I accept it with flying colours.
No,
I passed your secret test.
There was no test. The test was to see whether you do that, and you did.
Okay.
You lost.
I win the test.
No.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, well, I guess I've got to...
You've got to give me a book, man. What have you got on your little pile of bullshit? That's your wank drawer. It's full of your wank socks and your... special bum cream.
That is vile. You know what?
I know.
Have a lot of fun.
You're the one who has the drawer, mate.
Look at me with my imaginary prop drawer. It's apparently full of
goods.
Magic wank socks that you've conjured into thin air. Look, this is a book I keep very, very close to my heart.
What is it? Lay on me.
I hope you've heard of it.
What is it?
Of Mice and Men.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, but all right, I'll read it again. Well, tell me. So, give me a little.
Let's
pretend, for the sake of argument, I don't know what that book's
about. No, it doesn't matter if you've read it previously.
Just give me a pricey.
It's been very recently updated, okay? It's sort of like a software update. Right.
That's not how books work.
Yeah, no, but it's like in the shops, you know, the new ones come out and all that. So I went and picked this up as a new copy because I love the old one, you know.
Yeah.
So I just, I got so on board with it.
I had to not only read it again,
buy it again from the same shop.
And so, lay it on me. What's the new storyline? Get me hooked.
Okay. Picture the scene. Okay. Smash cut immediately. There's open the front cover and there's and it's like whitewash and then suddenly bam, smash cut.
You can't
where are we?
You did that while turning a page. It's not really bam, it's like a slow. Oh.
Yeah, no, but it's really exciting. It's kind of because it's a big book, you know.
Tell me the plot before you stop going on about the fucking smash
cuts. Oh my god. Okay, all right. So we begin our journey, mm-hmm. our very, very long journey.
Look, what you've done for the past, like, 2 minutes, while I've asked you to tell me the plot, is tell me exactly nothing.
Redwall never sleeps.
Redwall?
Or so they say.
That's not the same book, mate.
The city of Redwall nestled inside the cliffs of Dover.
Okay, the.
It's moved.
It's not
right, it's moved.
It's not a city either.
Right, now picture the
it's
scene.
It's an abattoir, it's like a monastery.
Yeah, it's fine. But like the camera is panning and it goes through one of the little monastery windows, right?
Okay.
You've got to imagine because it's so graphic. It's like you're watching it. Right. So it goes
stop it. I don't want to hear next thing you say about like that isn't the content of the book. I'm just going to make a really loud whelper.
Okay, but you have to let me say the camera passes.
No, I don't.
You do because this is integral. The camera passes a young monk.
Yeah.
Okay, by the name of Brandyburn Buildsbottom.
Buildsbottom, nice.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's great. Solid he used name. A lot of bees in this.
I don't care.
Right, so Brandyburn Buildsbottom. And what is he doing? Right.
What is he doing? Tell me.
We see him, like, you're seeing out the corner of your eye, right? He's opening his little.
Hang on. No. This is a fly-through camera shot of this thing. And yet you see this character out of the corner of your eye. What
he's
is the camera looking
mentioned.
At instead?
He's
what's the
briefly...
camera looking at instead?
Oh, it's going to, it's showing you the majesty of Redwall.
Okay,
right,
okay.
And it sees him, a little Friar Tuck, or whatever his name was, little Bryony Buildsbottom. He's opening his friar robes. What are they called? Like
cassocks.
Yeah, a cassock. Yeah. Why not? And he's and he's opening it up, and you see him. He's got his hand in there, and he's doing something in a pocket, right? But we don't see it.
Your special drawer.
We go past, and we go down to the monastery.
Don't lay it on too.
No, it's too fun. Okay, so you're going
down
the monastery.
Too fun.
What is it?
It's too fun.
I've got to reel it back in. So we've seen he's doing something in his pocket, right? Camera keeps going. It goes through the great hall where all the monks eat lunch, right, and dinner, mind. And they're going through, and all the monks are having meals, and you see. As you're flying down the table, a couple of the monks, they're looking under the table, they're disappearing.
Yeah.
And they come back up and they look a bit sheepish.
Right.
Like that. Gets to the end of the table, where the head monk is sitting.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in his throne. Monk's up. Yeah. He's in his
monk's famously really big on personal wealth.
His big throne, with the big like crucifix behind him.
Yeah,
and, like,
swords
all this.
Everywhere.
And he's giving a speech and he says, "Men of Redwall," right, and it's like a really rousing speech, and he's like, "The time has come for the monks to go back to war," right? And while the speech is going on, camera pans down, right? Camera pans down.
And what's between his legs?
No, under the under the table, right? Under the table is a tiny table, okay?
Yeah.
Same length.
Right.
Thousands of mice, right? And they're all dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and they're all, you know, like, they're all doing
a Star Wars fight.
They're all doing a Star Wars fight. No, they're all, like, throwing food and having a great time. But sat at the end is a tiny little mouse king, right? Like the monk, And he's
just the whole plot of the book.
And he's giving
now.
The same speech,
but
to the mice of Redwall.
Yeah.
And they're both saying, "The time has come for war." And the war is between the monks and the mice.
Oh,
the mice. Of mice. And men.
Why
right?
Of mice?
Of mice? You know, it's like, of course.
What do you mean?
Of mice and men. That's
okay.
what I always say.
Okay.
So anyway, like, you see, that's a start.
Do you know, hang on, as an aside, do you know where that title comes from?
Yes.
The best laid plans
of
mice
and men. Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's the monk thing.
Okay.
Because they've done a much better job with this. Right, so that's our opening shot. That's kind of like, imagine that the preface. Suddenly, smash cut, again, 2 years later, right? Same shot of Redwall Abbey.
Okay.
It's going
seems
through
needless
where
exposition.
The monk was. What is it now? Charred body.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Where the big hall was. Yeah.
Charred hall.
Charred hall. Yeah. You got there before me, right?
Charred salad.
And it goes down, and there's no mouse table, right?
Okay.
And then it goes into the earth of the abbey, right? And the mice are all there, and it's like the trenches. Yeah, and like all the mice are there, but like they're
you sound like reassuring yourself.
Yeah, but like, and they're all in like, it's like First World War gear, but if they still had like knights, right? So they're still like mice knights. Yeah, and they're all sat there, but also they have wizards,
okay?
And the wizard is conjuring this little pot of gold or whatever he's doing. Not a pot of gold, like a potion pot, but it's like a golden pot.
Yeah.
This is all set up, like, I hope you realise. Like, it'll all, like,
oh, good.
So he's
oh, good. I can hardly wait for the actual plot.
And then suddenly, this hand just like rips through the bottom of the thing, and it's this little monk hand. You can tell it's a monk because it's got all of these little beads on it. Yeah?
Right.
And he's scrabbling around.
Of course. Monks love beads on their wrists.
He grabs King Mouse. Okay. And everyone's, no, no, all the mice speak like that, okay. Of course. You have to imagine that in your head, though, because sure. You're reading it. It's just the text is smaller when it's the mice speak. It's a very clever plot device that he does, right? Well, not plot device, but yeah, it's a device.
I'm just,
right.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So, basically, he takes the mouse.
I can't condone this, but I'm going to listen
and
anyway.
It's the king of the monks that's taking right. him, right? And then he basically makes a deal with him. He's like, this war has to end.
Mm-hmm.
And the mouse is like, this war will never end. Like, our nations will forever be at each other's throats of mice and men. And
he goes,
this is a war. This is a war of mice and men. He
doesn't really make sense. You say a war between mice and men.
No, this is of mice and men.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's still like of course again, like earlier, right?
You can't get out of this. Listen to me. You can't get out of this by making up a grammatical rule that fits your argument.
It's a brilliant book. It made up its own rules, Lauren. Okay. I'm sorry to let you know that, but I think you should really read it.
Just get on with it.
Maybe you should. Yeah, anyway. So then the plot basically unfolds that he makes this deal and the mouse says the war will never end, so they have to basically live out the war but trying to minimize casualties on either side. I know that sounds really weird.
Sounds awful.
No, it's fucking great.
Why?
It's fucking great because you've got they're still sending troops at each other like monks.
That's not a reason. That's not a reason that the book's great.
Yeah, no, because they got the monks with their sticks and shit.
Get that.
Yeah, exactly. And the mice with their wizards and their like toothpicks and like comical weapons. Like that's the comic relief.
Okay.
Is
so
how
question
small
one.
These
question
mice
one.
Are. Yeah.
Question one.
Yeah.
How is that war sustainable? Right, because a man could easily take out a buttload of mice quite easily with, like, water,
of
these things that you just, like, dump on mice en masse and kill lots of them.
I have an
very
answer
easily.
For everything you just said.
Okay, how?
Okay, firstly, you can't use fire. They burn down the abbey. Okay.
That doesn't make any
think
sense.
Think about the movie Mousetrap or Mouse Hunt.
No.
One
I'm,
of them.
I'm talking
right.
like set fires like in their pits and smoke them out.
In their pits.
Holes.
They're living in the walls. They're living everywhere. These
Then abandoned. The monastery's not worth a fight to the death.
No, but the monastery, they have to defend the monastery because they're men. They're not going to let
just
some,
leave that
just
as
some
if it's
of
really
mice
profound.
Take over it. These guys have to, so they have to.
All right,
can't burn them, can't drown them.
Yeah, okay.
The monks will drown.
Okay,
monks famously can't swim, right? They live in abbeys. Why the fuck would they? They can't use any modern techniques because they're monks. They're
book
monks. They don't have technology. It's like the Amish.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, these monks are.
Okay.
They're Amish monks.
Okay, this is, you've not, like, before you started talking about this,
yeah.
I was really up for reading it.
Yeah.
And now I'm far less inclined, but I feel like I need to read it just to shut you up.
No, yeah. I mean, basically, I'm not going to tell you what's happening, but if you don't like the sound of that plot, it's all a MacGuffin, right?
For what?
It's a... You'll have to fucking find out.
No, you shut up.
No,
I spent... You know, have a fucking many hours telling you about a plot of a book I really liked, and then you know, let's assume that I was convinced by that, and then you then went, yeah, but it's all just a plot device for the main plot.
Yeah,
how is that a good way to sell that book?
Because it sucks you in.
No,
and the blurb says something totally different, right? I mean, you have to get on board with a lot of things in this book.
Yeah, that's...
And it's
you
split
need
up
to
into
understand
10 very distinct
oh,
stories.
Of course it
like
is.
Crash, like the movie Crash. And they all come together
shit.
At the end. Except not shit. They all come together at the end. The second story is all in space. But it's fucking amazing.
If
you
read it,
then you can tell me what you think of it. And then I can tell you what I think of
the one
you were talking about.
I don't think it's going to be good thoughts.
Okay. Well, look, the last time we did a book club, it did go surprisingly well.
It did, you know what?
But that's the thing. We actually followed book club rules and we read the same
book. We did read the same book and that was really good. We did, of course, Ernest Hemingway's smash hit, A Farewell to Arms.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everyone loved. You know, Mavis was on about for weeks.
Yeah.
And, of course, you remember how it starts, right? That beautiful way it begins.
Yeah, by the lake.
Yeah.
The lakeside cabin.
Yeah.
And there's the fucking massive alligator in the lake.
And it just, and the first thing you see is this guy's arms just get ripped off.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It. And it's straight away. And like you're watching a film, like suddenly there's a page, two pages taken out of the middle of it, and it just says, a farewell to his arms.
Yeah, exactly. And he tries to wave goodbye to his arms.
But they
of course
just,
he fucking
he just
can't.
Sees them waving out of the alligator's
and
hands.
He goes, ah, shucks.
And it's a really heartwarming tale about how this man tries to say goodbye to a life with arms and tries like all kinds of wacky and kooky ways to, you know, get by it, but eventually, well, I can't really tell you eventually, but you know, it's a farewell to arms. He's trying to get over his arms.
It's, and what's very, very clever about it is it's sort of, it's dual meaning, right? Because it's a farewell to arms. He's literally saying
goodbye to
his
arms.
But he's also talking about nuclear disarmament.
Yeah.
And there's a,
and
right, in the town by the lake, right, with the big alligator, all the children want the alligator to go away. And do you remember when we talked about this? All the children want them to go away.
Oh, yes, I remember
so
this.
So they go, right, they go to the watering hole in the centre of town.
Yeah.
And they throw their pennies in. And depending on how much you wish, if you wish hard enough, the well will be fair.
Where's it going to be?
And it is a
farewell to arms.
Arms. It's their guilt. Yeah. So it's very clever that they managed to squeeze in that plot as well. Yeah. Because they keep wishing for the goodbye of the alligator, but of course you know how that turns out.
I just love this really charming montage sequence. Sure, it's a book of the montage. Hemingway was ahead of his time.
Why the fuck not?
Where he tries on lots of different attachments for his arms.
Yeah,
he tries first is two big sticks. He just kind of shoves in the holes, and they don't work.
Then it's
two children. He sticks in each arm socket, and they just squabble all the time, start fighting over him.
Yeah, they're always angry.
He tries a cat and a dog, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
More shit.
He does like the whisks.
Yeah, two.
Like that, and he's got the little motor.
And then
he
tries all the different attachments, and none of them work. The spatula is quite fun and comical. Spanks his lady on the bum.
That is very, very funny. But the whisk.
Very darkly humorous moment.
Exactly. But the reason.
As a man says farewell to his arms.
Yeah, exactly. It's very clever because the reason I bring up the whisk is because that is. I mean, that's where the plot really takes off because, you know, when he's swimming, with the he's trying to learn how to swim, and it's really, it's actually quite sweet that he's
quite sweet. He's sort of drowning.
And his son, who drowned,
because
his dad couldn't lift him out of the river, right?
Because he didn't have any arms.
His son's ghost appears to him, and he's like, use the whisk, right? Yeah, and he's like, the whisk? And then he turns it in like a little motor.
And it's a little...
And he starts going like this little speedboat, but then... We all know what ripples do to a river that has an alligator
ripples.
In them.
Yeah. We entice the alligator.
Alligator, he comes back up again, right? It basically turns out that the alligator and his dead son, George, are in cahoots. That was my favorite, because I had to call you at that
bit
and just be like,
oh my god, this is fucking... And I was like, oh my god, I've just read it too.
And we were reading it
together. But then it turns out we're reading different books anyway. But still, it's stand. The point stands.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really glad because I feel, oft I say... A farewell to arms.
I feel like I could say farewell to your arms fairly easily. I don't know.
For are we not of mice and men?
No.
Are we not of mice?
No.
And the one that you said.
Yes.
The name
of Two Cities.
A Tale of Two Cities. Because I feel like this has been.
Stop it.
A Tale of Two Cities. And I think we've all learnt something today. And I'm so pleased.
Look, all I was going to say, mate, right, it's a very easy way to finish this up. I just thought this section had legs.
A farewell to legs.
Fuck you.
Where did you get that hat?
It's a really cool
And
hat.
Where did you get those shoes?
Actually, these are really...
I really love your gloves.
They're pretty good gloves, man. Yeah.
Where did you get those gloves?
Just at a shop.
Your pen is really ace.
Where's
Well,
pen?
I wish I had your teeth.
Hang on, my teeth.
Let me drive your car.
You definitely can't drive.
Can I keep these bees?
I didn't bring bees, those are just
I'm gonna
bees.
Live in your house.
No, you're not, because...
I'm gonna marry your wife.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get...
And
to
then I'm gonna buy those shoes and gloves. And your trousers and take your job and kill like half a dozen people and
hey,
then
whoa.
I'm gonna probably shit myself and I'll pretend that I'm you and I'll crash your car into a dockyard
you
and then
listen,
I
am.
Thank you.
You can have it.
That's all I wanted.
The time has travelled to the end of another podcast and it is with heavy heart we must say goodbye to Mr. Jervis as we head for the beaches in Scotland. Yes.
I never thought... It would, it would be this hard.
Yes.
To say goodbye to my greatest friend.
This is horrible. No, this isn't.
I want you to know.
No.
That when I die.
It's now. You're not dying
you
kid free.
Thomas.
Why do you always have to make it about Thomas, man? Look, I thought we could just have a nice farewell show with the Pod Shambles. I was going to even give you a plug for your show. Now you've not earned one, okay? You're not allowed a plug for your show.
My show is called Johnny and the Baptist,
stop
The
it.
End is Nigh.
It's called Big Wankers on Campus.
No, it's not. It used to be. But now it's called Johnny and the Baptist, The End is Nigh. And it's on at 10 to 8 every evening, except the 18th and 25th, mind you, at the Roundabout Theatre in Summer Hall in Edinburgh.
What would
Tickets are available online or from our website online. Or online.
Paddy, what would you say to the... what would you level to the question? People have said that venue is full of cunts.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
You could say that, yeah.
But, The real question is, Who's this character? I mean, what's he
who's
doing
this
here?
Guy?
I didn't have anything to say. I went into this voice. It's going a bit top cat, isn't it?
That's really good. But I've got just before.
Please
you go
come
away,
and see my show. That's what I'm trying to say.
It will be
say.
Good. We promise.
Laurie came to see it the other night.
The Pod Shambles promise that it will be okay.
And
in the end.
You know what they say? A shambles promise is worth shit.
Shit all. what I thought I'd actually give you, Mum, before you go away, is I thought I'd give you a bit of a present, a bit of a gift I have for you.
That's funny you should say that. I've got you.
No!
Well.
Oh, hang on, who should go first?
I want to go first because I think yours will be way better than mine.
Oh, okay.
So I want to, like,
don't put too much.
I think mine will be quite easily overshadowed. So it's wrapped very badly.
Okay.
So just have a little tear of this.
Okay, when you say wrapped very badly, I mean it's the lid's open and it's not wrapped.
Yeah, I mean, but if you just.
This is a meerkat log light.
Yes!
What is a meerkat
victory.
Log light? What do you mean, victory?
It's so good, isn't it?
Okay.
Hey.
What it is, it's a light. It's like a light, an outdoor light.
Describe it for the listeners, yes.
And it's a big bulb in a log, in a plastic log, and on it, there's just a meerkat sitting, but he's not sitting like a meerkat would sit. No, no.
It's because his arms
sat
folded.
On his bum with his tail down, and he's got his little hands not even folded, as if he's
look
holding an invisible handbag on his lap.
Yeah, he's got it,
and
he?
He's tutting. Look, that's the face of tutting.
Isn't he adorable?
It's awful.
Look, open it up. Have a little look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, there's a manual.
Oh, it's disgusting.
There's a manual
it's
for meerkat
so
log
plastic.
Light.
What does the manual
say? Oh, my
say?
God. The manual. Kingfisher Garden Lighting, meerkat log light. Oh my God, look, it's got a little diagram
okay,
of him.
Okay, what are the features?
Bright white LEDs.
Good light.
Solar-powered.
Wait.
Weatherproof.
Hang on. You got me a solar-powered light.
Yeah.
Isn't that...
I'm doing a show about climate change. I thought I'd get you something relevant that was
Right, surely I need this for times when there isn't any light. Surely that's the whole point of having it.
Yeah.
So why is it solar-powered?
That it can charge.
Yeah, but I don't think it charges, mate. I think it's just on when the sun's out, from what I can gather from the box. Seeing as the only other things it mentions are a cute design and the fact that it's ideal for borders and pathways.
Yeah, it's got a robust
design.
And it's
wire-free.
Freestanding.
I fucking hoped it was wire-free if it's solar-powered.
Well, I didn't tell you. Its secondary purpose is it means you can always talk to Galadriel.
Galadriel.
It'll light your darkness in
I don't believe
dark.
That, but I'm still May very touched. No. Enya, no, Enya. We'll get sued. If we sing too much podcast.
I mean, Okay, do you like it?
I do really like it, but I mean, I don't think mine's up to scratch, man. Because I got you. It's not a physical thing, per se. It's more...
Oh, is it a song?
It's a snow. No, not that fun. It's a slightly snide life lesson, but I'm going to teach it to you. You ready? I'm going to impart some wisdom onto you. And it's going to be worth a lot. It's weight in duck down. To you,
okay,
my friend Paddy.
Okay, I'm with
here
Baited Braith.
Here starteth Baited Braith.
Baited Braith.
Here starteth the lesson.
Okay,
in the beginning, no.
Yeah. Wow.
If you see in Scotland, right, there can be, you know, let's not put too fine a point of it. There are going to be a lot of butts around.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of prime butts, just like entering your eye line at any one time. You know, lining up. You know, wiggling around in your vision. You know,
getting all
butty and skanky in front of you. Right.
I'm glad it's about
now,
butts.
Here's my advice. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not exercise a little bit of a self restraint there, Pads? Why not? Don't necessarily touch every butt you see.
Why not?
Why not? Don't touch every. Yeah, it does make
why
sense. Just
okay.
About.
Yeah, okay. Just okay. Yeah.
When you see all those delicious plump. Butox in front of you, why not just take a minute, pick out your favourite, and then touch that one. You'll have a much better butt per fun ratio in Scotland than you normally would. And I think that's the best present advice or gift I could ever give you. So you're welcome.
To paraphrase, just to recap on what just happened.
Pick
I got
yo,
you
but
gift of the century meerkat log
that's
light.
By your definition.
Gift of the century meerkat log light that's almost a foot high.
It's not almost it's almost a foot high in the same way that like you're
it's,
almost
it's about
10
half.
Foot tall.
He's almost a foot high.
Yeah.
And your gift to me
is
a concept.
Yeah.
Revolving around butts.
Touching butts. Yeah, which is... Don't say that like it's very alien and useless to you.
Oh, no, it is relevant.
Yeah, I reckon that will save you at least £500 in legal fees during your trip in Scotland, compared to your usual butt-touching antics.
You make me out to be some kind of monster.
Yeah, you just touch butts. You're not like... You know, there's nothing horrible going on. You just have a little...
I speak to them first. The butts. I go straight for the butt.
Kiwi, you're a fun little butt there. Would you like to come and touch... Oh, whoopsie, it looks like we've already made friends.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. So, I mean, thanks.
Yeah, just...
No, what, I no,
what,
thank you.
What it is, yeah, is yeah. a very thinly what veiled thinly veiled way of saying, just watch yourself, because butts north of the border are not the butts you're used to.
Yeah.
And that's a profound lesson that we can all take home.
Because, as the saying goes...
Never a butt, nor borrow a bee.
Of mice and butts.
A
farewell
to butts. Never a farewell to butts, but a tale of two butts. I've been one butt.
And I've been the other butt. That was seamless. Really that good. Was, really yeah, good. Yeah.
And let us say, good butt.
I've been Paddy.
And I've been Butty.
And I've been Paddy.
Good butt. Say it.
Good butt. Will you still be sending me your Valentine's?
Hey, who?
Big hot pots and bottles of wine. Give me a dance.
Give me a shag. Don't tell my dad.
Dun dun.
What do you mean by just a minute long sound check?
Well, I want to get all the...
Yeah.
Let's get the metronome.
What is this?
Well, why is the metronome on?
I don't know.
I mean, it's great fun. Maybe we should keep it on for the whole podcast. Oh, no, don't change it to project. Oh, no, what have you done?
I'm turning the fucking metronome on.
I'm whispering, requesting the metronome be turned on.
And now I'm shouting that the metronome should be turned... That's how I shout now, by the way.
People aren't going to believe this is natural, man.
Well, they have to. You know why? Because I am unnatural.
Woman.
And people call me Tony Sharell.
It's not anymore anyway, so you can fuck off.
Right, okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.